Good afternoon. This is Bob Higuraji, and today we're going to be interviewing Josh Bojea, an Irish immigrant, about his view on the Gilded Age. Greetings, Josh Bojea. How do you feel about this event?
The name's actually John Bojea. Please, I come from a hard line of hard-working people, all the way from the land of Ireland. I am from Ireland, as you can tell. I'm an immigrant.
Yes.
To this new, beautiful world.
Yes.
Well, which has given me amazing opportunities. And I absolutely love it, even though I've gone through a lot of hardships, especially going through Ellis Island. Oh, how hard Ellis Island was, eh? I came with my family. We left mainly because of the potato famine from Ireland. Oh, very hard life, eh? Very hard life.
Yeah.
Yes, as I said earlier, I came mainly because of the potato famine.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, but I don't think it's anything funny to laugh about the potato famine, but okay, you are a very weird person, Bob. Bob, is your name Bob?
Yes, my name is Bob.
I'm sorry, Bob.
I mean, I'm sorry, Josh.
As I said earlier, I came because of the potato famine, and I didn't say this earlier, but I also did not have a line of work over there in Ireland, and I needed to take care of my family of 18.
18 is a very big number, John.
Yes, and I didn't say the dogs. Oh. I'm just joking. That was a joke.
Oh, it was the dogs.
That was a joke. Oh. That was a joke. Thank you for laughing at my joke. Us Irish, we also have a very good sense of humor, even though it was very hard.
No, really.
Yes. I had to. That was American humor right there, actually.
Oh,
yes, Ireland,
no,
we don't joke as much. Ireland, we're more serious.
You're more serious?
Yes. But as I said, family of 18, I said?
18.
18,
including
yes.
Including the dogs.
No, dogs. No dogs. Okay. No, but as I want to state, I had to socially change my way of life in order to succeed in America. As you Americans call it.
America.
Yes, America. Yes. I had to change my especially social way of life. The way I interact with people. The way I talk with people. Over there in Ireland, that was too intense sometimes. That's just the way of life in Ireland. You're more tense. And here, You get treated badly because you're an immigrant, you know?
Yes, I understand. You get treated very badly.
So you have to act like an immigrant or else they get mad at you. They're very, very hard to get jobs here.
Yes.
Even though it's a land of new opportunities, it's still very hard to get jobs because of all the racism here with immigrants. Ooh, I feel bad for those Chinese, the Chinese Exclusion Act. Oh, that was very bad. I got a buddy. Who used to be Chinese.
Oh.
Now he doesn't say he's Chinese because if he says he's Chinese,
okay.
They don't like him. Yeah.
He's still Chinese in my heart.
Oh, yes, very Chinese, yes. I won't say his name in order to protect him from the officials. But his name was Psych. I'm not going to say his name. I got you.
You got him.
But enough about my friend from China, no?
Yeah.
Let's talk about me and my journey through Ellis Island mainly. Me as an immigrant. Even though you're not an immigrant.
I am not. But you are.
Yes, I am. Actually, there's a political cartoon that I remember a lot of. It was about, what are those cooking things? Where it starts wide and then it becomes small.
A funnel?
A funnel. It was a funnel. And at the top, at the very where the part was very wide, it says Europe. And it is a... Oh, millions, billions, trillions, quadrillions of people. So many people. And then there's a part where it starts to get smaller, and it's labeled gate. Only 3% pass. Ooh. I'm so happy I was part of that 3%. As it says in this political cartoon. And it shows that only 3% pass through the gate into the land of the U.S. Even though the land of the U.S. is very spacious and looks like it's ready to fill. But it just won't be able to... It just won't let itself be filled. Oh, let me tell you. I was actually stuck in Ellis Island for 3 days. A total of 3 days they couldn't find. Problems with the papers, the waiting lines, the tests. Oh, no. It was horrible. And then there's diseases from all around the world. There's diseases right there because there's people coming from all around the world. Oh, the amount of people that we saw that were sick.
I am very lucky, man.
I am very happy that I made it through to this beautiful world, no? Beautiful world.
Yes. Okay, now, can you tell us a little bit about how you reacted to Robert Barron Mann?
Oh, yes, you're right. Such as Jay Gould, John D. Rockefeller, and Cornelius Vanderbilt. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, yes. That is.
When I first came to the United States, I was very scared of these, especially these three men. They are very scary people who you think are going to open a world of possibilities to you, but you think, if I saw one of these guys in the street, would I ask for a job opportunity or would I just run away? And honestly, for me, I was so scared, I would just run away. Yes. Because they are a monopoly of their empire. They have a monopoly empire. They are a whole different level of businessmen, of monopoly men, of Robert Barron men. And I am grateful for all of the jobs that they have made people like me, immigrants like me. I'm thankful for the amount of jobs that they've given us, even though it's not very good jobs, but it is jobs in the city, unionization. Not like my job back in Ireland, which was a potato farmer. Yes, that's why I had to leave the potato farming, yes. This finally got a job in the city. My children also work as child labor, you know, because...
All your 10 children?
18 children. Children. Only two of those 18 work. The other 16 are at home with my wife, because my wife is sick. She got a disease from Ellis Island.
I hope she gets better.
Oh, me too, yes. No, but especially with these three men, I would react with a great amount of respect for them, but very scared of all the power that they have in this scary, scary world. Yes, very scary world.
Now, John, what is your perspective on this?
My perspective on especially the Ellis Island, the way it all works as an immigrant, I think it is very poorly handled. I'm very happy for the opportunity that they have given us, but I think it is very poorly handled, especially with the way they treat us immigrants. I heard of near the late 1800s, there was a fire that broke out in Ellis Island. A couple of casualties, very, very bad fire. Though no one was killed, all Ellis Island records dating back to the 1840s and the Castle Garden era are destroyed, which is very sad for, I think, the U.S. history. And since I'm now part of the U.S., I want my children and future grandchildren and children of my grandchildren to live a good life and know the history of what their great-grandpa or grandpa did to get through from Ireland to the United States. Even though I also think that my opposing thoughts are that even though you could say that Ellis Island is a very well thought out system, which it is, they do it very bad. They the system, the test, it's very bad. I think it should be way more open for immigrants such as myself in order for them to get back to get into the US. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Something though, Bob, I am happy I am not a Native American, even though as a Irish immigrant I'm not treated with the utmost respect. I feel bad for those Native Americans that had to get out of their land and into territory that the U.S. government chose for them. It is a very bad thing. Very, very bad thing.
Anyway, that will be concluding the end of this podcast. Thank you for tuning in and joining. We'll see you again next week, 12 p.m. Eastern Time.